Now, have you ever woken up from a dream and wondered, what on earth does that mean? We're here with the dream doctor, Martina Koshin from the Dream Garden, to discuss all things dreams this morning and talk about dream analysis and what they all mean. I'm very excited to talk about this because I've had some weird dreams in my lifetime. Martina, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So exactly what is the Dream Garden? What is it you guys do there?
Oh, okay. So the dreamgarden.com.au is a resource for all things dreamy. So there's lots of dream articles, there's dream interviews, and also dream interpretations. So you can request a Skype session, an in-person session, or an email analysis.
Wow, this is amazing. How did you get into dream consulting? What led you down the path of becoming a dream consultant?
Well, I have a BA in psychology.
Okay.
And that was always just such a fascination with me, studying Jungian psychology and dreams and dream interpretation. So I finished my degree and then I did some courses in dream therapy and dream interpretation. And yeah, I just absolutely love it. It's just, I love helping people work through their dreams and improve their daily lives as a result.
Absolutely, because I guess dreaming is your subconscious telling you things when you're kind of in that state of not thinking about everything else in your life.
Exactly, and our dreams are the best portal in a way to gain those insights and messages and, get rid of all that, the buzz and the, and fake news and everything else that's so unimportant, really, when we are. It's kind of like our own inner oracle.
Okay. How do you go about analysing a dream? I'm very, very curious because you hear all these things like, oh, this means this and that means that. And I'm really curious to know how you actually go about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting because dreams are so personal. So every dream is a personal narrative to the dreamer. So depending on the symbol, one person might feel a certain way about the dream symbol or a dream theme than another client. So, it's really important to get that personal, those personal insights. So we work through the feelings that you have throughout your dream.
Okay.
So throughout your dream and on awakening, then we'll work through your dream themes, the symbology, any symbols that have shown up in your dream, and dream archetypes as well. And then once we've gained some insights and messages that our dream is trying to communicate, we'll work on some dream therapy.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So we'll work through our visualization so we can go back into your dream and say if it was a nightmare or a recurring dream, we can then go back into your dream and help create a more positive outcome to help empower you.
That's so cool. That's fantastic.
And there's another really cool technique called embodied imagination where we go into the dream and embody certain characters or symbols to help gain more insights and once again to help empower the dreamer as well.
Are those old wives' tales or those kind of really common dream analysis things that you hear out there, like if your teeth fall out in a dream, it means that this is going to happen, that you're going through stress or something. Are those true?
Yeah, absolutely, because they're universal themes. So, everybody dreams about their teeth falling out at some stage in their lives or you have those falling dreams or being chased, and they tend to represent very similar things because the human experience is, we all tend to go through similar things throughout our lives, such as stress or relationship breakups and that sort of thing. So we do tend to sort of be on a certain level. So that's why those symbols tend to represent the same messages universally.
I had a dream I was being chased through a city by a shark in a boat. It was very strange. It was a weird one, but is that something that I guess that chasing mentality and that fear, would that say something about my state of mind at the time?
Yeah, well, our dreams always reflect our daily lives. So whatever's happening in your daily life is going to be reflected in your dream. So if you are feeling like you're running away from something, you're avoiding something, or if there is some sort of fear in your life, then say that shark would have represented that. Sharks tend to symbolize our hidden fears, or also fears, because they're quite solitary creatures. Fears to also strike out on our own as well.
Wow. Okay. This is, see, when you say these things, they make sense and I can connect them back to my life. And I'm like, righto. Subconscious yep. Jess is, she knows what's going on. She's on the ball.
That's right. And if we can just tune into, I mean, we dream every night. We have at least 5 dreams per night. So if we can at least tune into one of them, then there's always something positive that we can gain from our dreams. Mm.
Do you have any tips for people who can say that they can never remember their dreams? Because I'm one of those who wake up half the time and go, I feel like I had a good dream, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, and, you know, it still happens to the best of us as well. People that dream a lot still also find it difficult sometimes to capture that dream. And I think that basically research has shown that the dreams closer to awakening are the ones that we remember the most clearly.
Okay.
Because that's the... that we have cycles of REM sleep, and that's the longest cycle.
Okay.
So and because we've woken up as well, we tend to remember the ones closest to awakening because we're more conscious, I guess, or more awake.
Mm.
But definitely some tips would be to have the intention to remember your dreams. So before you go to sleep, just have that intention that it's like, I want to remember my dreams. I really want to connect.
Okay.
And then also, sometimes we tend to, most people wake up to an alarm or they go straight into their to-do list or what they need to do that day.
Yep.
So the best practice is to just, even if you do wake up to an alarm, just kind of have a few minutes just to not really think of anything that's happening that day and to recall your dream and to just stay in that state. And sometimes it could just be a feeling that the dream has evoked, or it could be just fragments of your dream. And I think the more that you connect with trying to remember and just being in that state, the easier it will become and the more dreams you will remember as well.
Martina, this is absolutely fascinating. I could honestly talk to you about this for hours, but unfortunately we're going to have to leave it there because we've run out of time. But thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. And you can go to thedreamgarden.com.au if you want to learn more.
Beautiful.
Or get in touch with me as well.
We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show. Thanks, Martina.
Thanks, Jess.
That was Martina Koshin. She is the dream doctor and the founder of the Dream Garden, talking to us about the complexities of kind of dream interpretation. We'll pop, as I said, all the links on the podcast at the end of the show to scr.com/weekendbreakfast. Oh, my goodness. That was fascinating. Dreams are something that have always really fascinated me because they can be so out there and so outlandish. But when you do think about it, at its core, it's your subconscious recalling something or going through something or trying to tell you something. It's absolutely fascinating stuff. I'm glad we dream. I love dreaming. Dreams can be fantastic. They can be so interesting. It's like a little movie in your head that you get to live through. Even the scary ones aren't that bad. They can be interesting.